Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is David McGowan. He is the author of Derailing Democracy, The America the Media Don't Want You to See, and Understanding the F-Word. Additionally, he wrote Program to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder. And his website is linked on the radio schedule page, but it's davesweb.cnchost.com. And you were talking about them bringing back moon rocks, and I, being light-minded as I am, I thought, well, of course, because there were no T-shirt shops up there. So they can bring back a T-shirt.
Yeah, they can bring back something. They can bring back shot glasses or anything, you know. So, again, the majority of them have gone missing. At least one has been revealed as a fraud, and as numerous researchers have pointed out, what were passed off as, you know, what seemed to be genuine moon rock could very well have been meteorite samples gathered from Antarctica, because stuff from the moon does land here naturally on Earth from time to time. The moon is hit by various space-based objects, and things break loose, and so that they have been known to find their way here. And it's well known that Wernher von Braun took a curiously timed journey up to up there not long before the they began launching these moon missions. And it all seems to fit that the curious timing of his, the guy who's like one of the main guys leading this project is suddenly dispatched off, into the middle of nowhere. it just seems very curious timing, and the fact that that's known to be the best place to gather, asteroid meteorite type fragments. It all seems to fit that it's quite possible that they did go there in advance and gather what could be passed off as moon rock. So there's various reasons why the moon rocks do not constitute proof positive that we did, in fact, go to the moon.
Sure.
Despite what a lot of people want to believe, so.
Well, a lot of people want something tangible that they can, it's like going to the doctor. You want to walk away with a prescription in hand because then you feel like it's kind of a legitimate thing. They want something tangible, some sort of proof. And it's very interesting. I mean, if you really think about it, the thing that really convinces me is the radiation belts, the fact that we have not duplicated the event, the fact that that if you just think about it logically, the time frame, and the fact that technology, and if you just look at the video. Because there is video available. And then didn't Stanley Kubrick have something to some sort of participation in this?
Well, there's considerable speculation that he did. He had just completed 2001 Space Odyssey, which was sort of the state-of-the-art for film special effects. And, he had created some pretty convincing scenes of space travel within that movie, and it's known that he had dealings with NASA types. There's photos that exist of him with NASA brass, and it's quite possible that he may have had something to do with the filming of the footage, or served as a technical advisor, or in some capacity. And
Dave, hold that thought just for a moment. We do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
McGowan, and let me just quickly read a couple of comments from the email. One from Bob, and this is from the beginning of the program. He said, "Don't you think it would be far less stress on your voice to give a list of what they didn't lie about?" And honestly, I can't think of anything they didn't lie about, so that would be would be kind of hard to do. Candy said that she thought that they form NASA as a feel-good patriotic campaign, and meanwhile, the real reason was to build a massive military with an unlimited budget, and she feels like it was a diverse to distract the public, and that was something that we've already talked about also. And Joe says that he's known a couple of military pilots, and they've been very self-confident and self-assured types. And he says that in a video, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and we've had the producer of that video on the program before. But he said at the 28-minute mark, when the three astronauts are seated at a desk for a press conference, they do not express the pride and accomplishment of landing on the moon. They are not smiling. They look angry. They look down. They fidget. They act as though they are embarrassed about lying. And I agree with that. When I watched that film, I thought the same thing. Those people do not seem to be very comfortable. And Joe also said that several years ago, he heard that the films had been left unprotected in a basement and they had become moldy and unusable. And as Dave pointed out, you know, if this is something that's really important, you're going to store it in the proper atmosphere. You're going to make sure that it's available for posterity. We do have a bunch of callers. Dave, did you want to conclude some remarks before we take some calls?
On the Stanley, we had been talking about Stanley Kubrick, and I will just point out that a number of researchers have pointed out that on one of his films that he made following 2001 in the Apollo missions, I believe it was Barry Lyndon or Barry Lyndon or something. I've never actually seen it, some costume drama. But apparently a lot of it was shot with a special lens, a very, very expensive lens that was provided to him by NASA, a low-light lens that was vastly superior technologically to any of the lenses being used in Hollywood at the time. It was this very, very, very expensive, very rare lens that NASA had developed for low-light photography and that Kubrick was allowed to use throughout the shooting of the film. And people have pointed out that that could very well have been a payoff for, work that he did on Apollo. And sure. Whether or not that's true or not, you know, we'll never know. Kubrick's obviously dead. And, I think there'll always be a lot of questions surrounding Kubrick and, the rather obvious symbolism in virtually all of his films and his curious death during prior to the release of Eyes Wide Shut and the fact that it was, re-edited after his death. And, there's just a lot of questions surrounding him that we may never know the answers to.
Exactly. So, interesting.
Anyway.
All righty, let's take a phone call. Let's take John in Michigan. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Hey, Dave, I got a couple of devil's advocate questions. Why do you think that none of the other space programs from other countries have, such as Japan? I think Japan had a mission where they used a satellite to map the image of the moon. Why do you think that Japan hasn't ratted us out?
You know, that's a good question. I knew that was going to come. I get that one all the time. Why did Russia turn a blind eye when they could have scored a major propaganda coup, by revealing the fraudulence? And I don't know that I have a hard and fast answer for that. I think a lot of it depends on how you view the world and how much of the 20th century rivalry between various countries was real and how much of it is an illusion. You know, how much of the Cold War was real, how much of it was an illusion, and, how closely are these people actually working with one another behind closed doors, that's one answer to the question. It's a good question. It's a perfectly valid question and one that will always come up. I don't know if I could really give you a definitive answer for that. But I do know that if you look at the evidence, and certainly, the scientific communities in these other countries had to be aware of, the flaws, in what were being presented.
I was going to say certainly the Russians knew the capabilities of our space program and how far we could actually go. They were probably more advanced than we were at the time.
Oh, absolutely. And there are many who say that a lot of Russia's accomplishments were faked as well, even though they were less ambitious than ours. But still they were doing various things, and there are some that say that both sides were faking by mutual agreement. I don't know to what extent that's true. They quite possibly did fake some of it, but the stuff that they were doing seems like it probably would have been feasible for in large part. So I don't know. It's a very good question. It's an interesting issue and one that I should probably spend more time on. But you know, like I say, I don't know that I really have a definitive answer for that.
Here's one last one really quick. Other than a manned mission, I haven't been able to figure out how we could get reflective mirrors on the moon that are aligned perfectly with Earth so that we could bounce lasers off of them.
Well, the Soviet Union, you know, and again, you know, he comes back to, was the Soviet Union faking stuff as well? But they did claim to, and, you know, it's generally accepted that they robotically placed reflectors with their, I can't remember what they called those things that they sent. They sent a couple of them there and operated them remotely. The remote rovers that placed them, or that actually had them, I think, integrated into the rover itself, and so that's one theory, is that we're actually using the Russian reflective panels rather than ones that we placed, and other people claim that the reflectors aren't even necessary at all, that the moon's surface itself is so inherently reflective that you don't even need the reflectors there to do that kind of thing. It was being done even before the Apollo missions ever took place. You know, you can find references in scientific journals in the early 60s and whatnot where they were already doing it off of just the surface of the moon. So, you know, there's a question of whether there are any reflectors up there at all, you know. And then there's a question of, you know, could we actually even hit one of those things? They're only like the size of a small TV screen, you know. They're like a 12-inch square reflective panel that we're supposedly hitting from like a 250,000 miles away, which to me seems kind of far-fetched, you know, because, I mean, just the slightest variation in, you know, at this end would, you know, have the end of that laser just bouncing around by like thousands of miles, you would think, at the, you know, the other end. So to me, it's the notion that we could even hit a target that small from this distance is questionable. But, you know, I don't know. That's about the best answer I can give you on that.
It does seem curious that with technology the way that it is today, with our own spy satellites, and supposedly they can read the date on a dime, you know, placed on a sidewalk on Earth, that we don't have any high-resolution photos that show us the lunar landing sites. All we see are these, distant photos that show some little trails in the moon dust, but we can't really see any details.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, we have spy satellites in our orbit that supposedly can pick up the date off of a coin, you know, literally. And yet we've sent and various other countries have sent all kinds of satellites to the moon to take, you know, supposedly high-resolution photos. And, yeah, we've seen nothing like that. So, you know, that raises questions why if we can deploy that kind of technology here and we could send men, actual humans, to the moon 40 years ago, then certainly we should now be able to send the state-of-the-art photographic technology to the moon at the very least, and yet we don't even seem able to do that, or else we just don't want to do it because it would reveal that the landing sites aren't actually there.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you very much, John, for calling into the program. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Great show.
All righty. We're going to a break, and we will be back and take some more calls. We've got some more callers lined up. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dave McGowan, and his website is linked on the radio schedule page. And Joe, one of our listeners, said regarding Barry Lyndon, is that it was an 18th century period piece, and all of the indoor scenes were shot with candlelight in a low-level lens illuminated, and the low-level lens illuminated the scene just enough. And so that's good information. All righty, we do have some other callers. Let's take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, thank you. I had a couple questions. One, I guess, was I was just curious about the massive number of engineers, people involved in this endeavor. I mean, were they all in on this hoax, that many people that supposedly were involved? And then I had another question about a space program that the public doesn't know about, if there's any truth to that.
Okay, Dave, what do you think?
Well, as far as the, I think we already discussed it as far as that most of the people who worked on the project were, I believe, well-intentioned and did not know that they were working on a hoax. And I'm not sure what what's being referred to as far as the secret space program or.
Well, I guess in particular the moon portion that we're saying was a hoax. You know, there were so many engineers and such. How many of these people, or at what point would they have known? Well, this is not really you know, I'm participating in a hoax, you know, not the true part where, say, where they went into Earth orbit. I don't mean the things that were really done, but as far as the moon endeavor and those efforts, you know, how many people, I wonder, would have known, or at what point would they have said, well, gee, this is not possible. You know, we're working on something that's, I guess that's hard to answer. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know how many people were working on it, or how many people were thinking about their pensions, as opposed to talking about it publicly, saying, gosh, yeah, I'm not sure that this could actually happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess the astronauts, I mean, they participated in this, I guess, knowingly, of course, was it the suggestion that the three who died in the fire, perhaps knowing the truth, maybe were thinking of coming out with the truth, and they had to be stopped? Was that a suggestion made? Is that correct?
Yeah, one in particular is generally regarded as a probable whistleblower. I believe it is said that he had hung a lemon on
Grissom.
To symbolize that that it was a lemon, and you know that the program was not up to par. So he had already kind of according to legend anyway, he had already sort of signaled the fact that he was unhappy with the way the program was going.
The Earth orbiting missions, the space walking, and as far as everything in Earth orbit, there's not any questioning of those endeavors. Is that correct? We're just questioning, or you're pointing out that anything beyond that is what was comprises the hoax.
Yeah, basically. I mean, the whole thing just does not. It's so wildly out of whack with the rest of the timeline of space travel because, this happened at the very dawn of the space age. NASA had only been formed in, 58, 59, something like that. When the Apollo program was announced, NASA was, in its infancy. It was literally just a couple years old. It was just sort of coming together and forming its mission. We had no background at all in any of this stuff. We knew nothing about space travel. We knew nothing, it was, completely in its infancy. And yet, within eight years, we went from knowing nothing about space travel to putting men on the moon. And ever since then, we've gone backwards. It's just completely out of whack with the whole timeline. It would be like at the dawn of the automobile era if somebody had, put a state-of-the-art Ferrari or something on the road back in 1910, and then it was never duplicated again for the next 50 years. And the next year we went back to building Model Ts. It makes no sense.
The challenge that JFK, put out there to Congress, I know many of us have seen that footage. Was he honestly putting out that challenge himself, do you think, or was... I wonder if that...
Yeah, that's a good question. I've never really thought about that.
He wanted to put a man on the moon, as he states, that was the challenge before the end of the decade, which of course would have been 1969, before entering the next the following decade. I was just curious about that, if he knew something or if there was some kind of some ideas even at that time.
That's an interesting question, interesting angle. I'd never really thought about that. I don't know, what do you think, Deanna? Do you think JFK was...
Politicians say a lot of things. I mean, we don't necessarily take everything that they say at face value. Heck, there's a lot of people I'd like to put on the moon, too. But but right now, we have to go take a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart
starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today is Dave McGowan, and his website is linked on the radio schedule page. I believe we still have Steve on the phone. I appreciate your letting me continue
just a bit. I just wanted to ask, is there any evidence at all about a secret program that is with a super advanced technology that has been going on, kept from the public to maybe other planets and such? Is there any information at all about that?
There's talk about that. Someone, God, I can't think of who it is. It's like a daughter of someone, some very prominent person, a politician or something, has said that, claim that we actually have colonies on Mars. And on an ongoing basis, and that she has knowledge of this or something, and I know very little about it. I've heard little bits and pieces of it. I don't personally put much belief in it at all. I don't think that we are anywhere close to being able to. I don't know that it's humanly possible to ever do that. There is talk out there. You can find the stuff on the internet suggesting that it's the case. But to each his own. It's not something that I. Chloe, calm down. You can find it out there and read up on it. Like I say, it's not something that I choose to believe. But it has been suggested.
Do you know anything, just one other question, do you know anything about the Black Knight? I've read this thing on the Internet about this, supposedly this ancient satellite that is up there, actually been up there for centuries, developed, and it's called the Black Knight in Earth orbit there. Any thoughts about that, or have you, anybody?
That doesn't ring a bell with me, no. I have not stumbled across any references to that that I can think of.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Steve.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's very interesting. I guess then, just the studio, I mean, were these things shot, I mean, in certain remote areas, simulating the moon's surface and in studios and such? Is that basically what you think happened?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe they were probably either on a remote location site or possibly on a film set, studio somewhere, completely out of public view. Yeah, I believe that.
But you believe that the rockets themselves and the Saturn V and these different rockets actually took off, but just simply. The capsule simply landed at a remote area, and then they proceeded, after a couple of days, said, oh, here they are now on the moon, and then that was injected into the footage. Is that possible that the rockets took off, just went
into the orbit? Oh, yeah, the rockets certainly took off, and quite probably reached low Earth orbit. There's a good chance that they spent that time, in low Earth orbit, although some people believe that they didn't even accomplish that much, that they came right back down. And, a lot of people believe that the astronauts weren't even in the Saturn V, that they were too valuable to risk, losing in a failed launch.
Yeah.
So, it's possible that they were empty ships that were sent up. It's possible that they were in them and came right back down. It's possible that they spent the week in low Earth orbit,
uh-huh.
All we know for sure is that what could be seen, by actual eyewitnesses, not on film, and that
right.
is that
yeah.
the rockets did launch and they did attain some altitude, but beyond that, that's all that people were really able to see on their own, that they could actually verify with their own eyes. So
yeah.
Beyond that, it becomes a matter of speculation pretty much.
Uh-huh. Even the Apollo 13, the one that supposedly had the explosions and they had to loop around the moon and come back, I guess that was...
Loop around the moon.
I'm sorry?
Loop around... Nobody got past 200 miles...
I mean, because right, or the yes, as you were saying, and so those spacesuits were simply they were all right, just Earth orbit wise or space in that sense, but nothing really beyond that, I guess.
Probably so. Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Steve, we have some callers.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you
Alrighty,
for helping to bring out the truth.
Let's take Lindsay from Georgia. Yo,
hello,
Lindsay.
Deanna. Hello, Deanna. Hello, Mr. McGowan. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to congratulate Deanna on another fantastic program. I've said it once and I'll say it again. You have the best program overall, all things considered, on RBN, and God bless you for... not missing a show in the going on 2.5 years it's been, right? You've been on RBN, and also for every program that you do, it's something that most people wouldn't even give a second thought on because it just doesn't come up in their daily lives. But this is important to me because, we deal with anti-Zionist issues every day, we in the anti-Zionist movement. But what we do not discuss every day are other real-life conspiracies that have been, the wool being pulled over the world's eyes. And the one thing that I always bring up to people who ask me, why do you believe that we never landed on the moon? And the one piece of evidence that I always give, and they always, just look at me like with a completely stunned look, they say, is that true? Is there's the so-called secret footage from a Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, you know, the movie. Mm-hmm. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, Bart Sabrell's movie. And I strongly encourage everyone to see that, if for nothing else, the secret footage. Well, the secret footage shows astronauts faking while in Earth orbit, ladies and gentlemen, faking going halfway to the moon. I'll say this one more time, so you're not, I know you're probably stunned if you've never heard this before now. As Bart Sabrell got from NASA itself, secret footage that they never released to the public and was hidden away in their archives, but he got it in the canister. And what it shows is the astronauts of what is it, Apollo 13, right? Or Apollo 15, which I can't remember which one it was, but the astronauts were faking while in Earth orbit, pretending that they were 1.5 days on their journey to the moon when they were in Earth orbit. And there's no discussion, you know, you cannot say that it's fake, you cannot say that it's not what you're seeing. You are seeing the astronauts faking the whole landing on the moon thing by saying that they were halfway to the moon and we're in Earth orbit. So, you know, we can discuss philosophy, we can discuss probabilities of this and that and the other thing. But Mr. McGowan, with all due respect, when I say this to anyone, and they eventually go and check it out, they always, to a man or woman, come back and say, Jesus Christ, Lindsay, this is absolutely real. And you can see the video, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, on YouTube, ADL. What do you have to say about this, Deanna or Mr. McGowan?
Yeah, I've seen the clip, and it's true, as he describes. Basically, what they're doing is trying to create the impression that the Earth is a faraway object, and in fact, it's very close. As you can see, there's just a like bright blue light shining through the window, indicating that they're in low Earth orbit. And they rig up the camera and put like some kind of a transparency, basically, over the window to create this illusion that the Earth is 200,000 miles away when it's actually 200 miles away. And, yeah, it's actual footage, can be seen. I don't know if it's, I guess you've had considerable luck convincing people with that. I find that people are very, very resistant to view it as a hoax, regardless of what kind of evidence you throw at them, and there is a amount. But yeah, that is definitely one of the more compelling pieces.
Well, Mr. McGowan,
out there,
that is what.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we have a bit of a delay. That is what convinced me personally, myself. You know, I had heard the theories when I was a child, and you know, people would say, "Oh, there are crazy people who even believe that we never went to the moon." And you know, when I was first told this, I believe that I was 8 years old. 7 or 8 years old, it always stuck with me in my mind, and I never, ever forgot it because it seemed so crazy. How could anyone possibly believe that we never went to the moon? And then I began researching it when I was 18, 19 years old. And lo and behold, once I saw that so-called secret footage from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, I swear to God, I literally, you know, in movies when they have the camera zoom up on the person, whenever something happens and they pull in closely with the camera and you see that look of stunned, shock, disbelief on the person, on the actor's face. It was one of those moments. No, I mean, you're laughing, but that is exactly, it was disorienting. It was one of those moments where you're never the same person again, never, for the rest of your life. That sticks with you and you cannot help but want to share it with everyone you can. Like, you know, what Deanna and I and others in the anti-Zionist movement have realized, that our world is taken over by people who believe that they can create a utopia by destroying the world. This is psychopathy, you know, psychopathy, as others would pronounce it. Anyway, I just wanted to let everyone know in the audience that if you have any trouble at all convincing people, or yourself, if you yourself, a listener in the audience, believing that we never went to the moon, all that you have to do, and this is my experience, and I've probably shown this in my life to 100 people, 150 people, whatever, personally, coworkers, friends, whatever. Every person, at first, most people will say, is this real? This can't be real, blah, blah, blah. And then they go back and check it out and do a search on it. And lo and behold, they find out that this is not just some guy throwing together a hoax video. This is actual footage of NASA itself. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, and thank you again, Deanna, for allowing me to say what I wanted to say, and thank you, Mr. McGowan, for doing what you do to tell the truth. God bless you both. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thank you very much. All righty, let's take Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the program.
Okay, Deanna, I got one quick question for you and a couple comments. I heard you on Text Mars, and I found it kind of interesting that you knew that it was a German Jew that created Reuters. Where did you come into that information?
Through my research.
Yeah, you know, that's very hard to find. I found that. I was kind of impressed. I'll probably end up getting your book because of that. Okay, now, one thing is most American people, they can't, there's a movie, I don't know, what, Officer and a Gentleman, where people can't handle the truth. They can't. You can't tell them the truth. They won't believe you. But even that one, a couple, two callers ago, we talked about super space technology. That's another hoax. People can't even tell a hoax from the other hoax. As far as the moon goes, three days away in space, they're jumping around on the moon like they're having fun. The whole thing was a suicide mission. Nobody working for the government, waiting for their pension, would jump up on top of that hydrogen bomb in a tin can and go into space. I believe that there was nobody in those capsules ever. Maybe a monkey over there in Russia, but as far as going up into those tin cans, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing is true on that.
Sure. Well, you know, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridicule. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. So people are not necessarily going to adopt something that someone is trying to tell them. They actually have to go through their own investigation, their own, you know, critical thinking stage. And that's just the way people are.
Well, yeah, as far as what I find is people, especially with white people, white males, once the white male is convinced of something, you will never change his mind. His ego rejects everything that will make him feel like a fool.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I tend to agree with that. So then with the previous caller, you know, unfortunately, I'm not convinced that there are any, you know, magic bullets, you know, one piece of evidence, you know, on any conspiracy that's so compelling that if you lay it out there that people are immediately going to come around, you know. That hasn't been my experience at all, you know. I mean, this past caller, you know, he says that he's convinced, you know, like 150 people with just this one video clip, and,
well,
you know, it's so more power to him, but...
He said he'd shown it to 150 people, but, you know, when you look at actual tape, you know, video footage, and you can see them, you know, putting the cloth over the window, and you can see the earth out of both sides of the rocket ship. I mean, you know, I mean, it just, you know, your eyes are telling you exactly
shit.
What's going on.
Shit.
I mean...
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree that it should. I mean, that it should convince people immediately. You know, they should look at it and say, "Holy crap!" You know, I mean, I've been lied to. You know, but I find that people are very, you know, more. I tend to find, like this caller, that people are very resistant, no matter how compelling evidence you put before them. People can be very, very resistant to change their core beliefs.
Sure, and you also have other. Well, in the media, you have people who are still talking about the moon landing. I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, you find people. I think that Obama mentioned the moon landing to, I don't know, I don't listen to him. I try not to listen to him. But you find other people in the media still referring to it as if it was a fact. And so you have this spectrum of those who know exactly what the truth is, and then those who still believe in the mainstream press or the mainstream media. And it's causes a lot of, you know, confusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
On your own critical thinking skills. as to what you choose to
believe? There are aspects of the 911 PSYOP that are just so glaringly obvious that, you know, you should be able to lay those facts on the table and be able to convince the majority of the people. But, you know, again, that hasn't been my experience, you know.
It takes a lot.
I mean, it takes a lot of an overwhelming body of evidence to convince most people to change a belief that's firmly ingrained. You know?
Sure. We do have to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. It takes a bit of humility and the abandonment of our own egos to admit that someone has fooled us, and people don't like to admit that they've been fooled for quite a long time. And it also reminded me of this statement comment, what are you going to believe? What you're told or your own lying eyes? So when you see actual footage of something that the astronauts were doing and you can tell that they were fooling you, that they were orchestrating this whole event, this whole scenario, you have to believe the evidence that you see with your eyes. You have to believe yourself. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust your own judgment, your own conclusions, and not be swayed by what people are telling you just because they happen to be an authority figure. So I think that's important to have trust in yourself.
Very important. Yeah, I agree 100%. The only thing you can trust these days is your own eyes, your own brain, your own instincts, and don't accept anything on the word of authority until you check it out for yourself. That would be my number one piece of advice to everyone out there.
Right. All righty, we do have one last caller. Let's take Hartley in Indiana.
To say real quick that it was probably filmed at Craters of the Moon National Monument in Utah.
Hey, that would be very interesting.
I was there in 1966 before it was filmed as a senior in high school with my mom and dad, and it looks just like the craters I see on the moon of pictures. So I believe that's where it was filmed.
Right.
And you can find it probably. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Well, we're just about out of time. Let me just read you what... Lindsay to Skype me. He said, it's like the woman who catches her old man cheating, and he says, honey, are you going to believe your man or your own lying eyes? So, you know, basically, back to believing what we see and drawing our own conclusions, not allowing other people to convince us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Dave, it's been great having you on the program today. I'm very excited that you have a contract for a book about Laurel Canyon. You mentioned Laurel Canyon in the beginning of your article about wagging the moon doggy. And you said, you know, that it was kind of like a basically a diversion or kind of a something different than what you had been writing, and that there was a connection.
If you Lookout Mountain Laboratories, the covert film studio that was nestled in Laurel Canyon during that era, which is very likely where any post-production work on those Apollo films would have been done, because that was the intelligence community's state-of-the-art film studio, covert film studio at that time. So there's a very good chance that that any post-production special effects type work would have been done right there in Laurel Canyon. My dog is.
I know. Alrighty, well, thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. I was being on. I got a lot of good thought-provoking questions from your listeners, and good time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Dave. Bye-bye, Chloe. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.